We have a wonderful feast today, the feast of Joseph, the husband of Mary. We know of this gospel story of Joseph's dream from one person, Joseph. We hear very little about St. Joseph, but there's no other way we would know what happened in that dream. And Mary knew of it, or the two of them would have not gotten married. So imagine that wonderful day, huh? When Mary feels, I'm sure, anxiety, anxiousness, knowing that Joseph is going to divorce her quietly, and how hard it was for Joseph to even make that decision. Then he has the dream with the angel saying, don't be afraid, take her. And then him having to come to Mary and tell her about his dream. And just imagine that scene between Mary and Joseph. And as Joseph's telling her that the revelation of the name of Jesus must have been a sweet exchange. One gospel says, Mary's told, you're going to name your son Jesus. Another gospel says Joseph was told, you're going to name the child Jesus. They're both right. The very name of Jesus would have been what ratified the truth of each of their stories. That as they would have said the name of Jesus, what joy would have leapt up in their hearts to know that the promise was being fulfilled for both of them. Right in the name that he's going to be given. Joseph is the protector of the universal church. He's a good man. He's a wonderful saint. And just as Mary and Jesus needed him, we need him.